Ken, thank you so much. Yeah, it's the good stuff. And we're happy to be here. It's Mike and Kim. Did you know that Tri-State Livestock News is a commercial cattleman's publication, and it's located in the heart of one of the greatest beef cow-calf producing regions in the world? And they inform you about all things current. They have such interesting articles for features as well. They have market updates, so much information. It's all available at Tri-State Livestock News. They really are a leader in the industry, so make sure you're checking them out. TSLN.com is where you subscribe. Get your copy coming to you weekly as soon as possible.
You know, I think everybody probably has a county fair or type celebration in their community. And of course, the Cherry County Fair and Rodeo is coming up here in Valentine, and the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board wants to invite everybody to come celebrate with us. I'm not sure what annual rodeo it is, but they've got the rodeo, multi-sanctioned rodeo events, got all the 4-H and livestock shows and those fun things. They've also got a ranch rodeo on Sunday. I hear they got 15 teams lined up for that already. So if you're in the mood for a county fair and you want to see a good old fashioned time, well, come to the Cherry County Fair and Rodeo, which is going to be basically the run of about the 7th through the 10th here in Valentine. All right, Kim, what do you have to share with us to start things off?
Well, I came across this and I thought it'd be fun for us to share it. As I get older, I talk to myself because sometimes I need expert advice.
That's true. Maybe you're the only one that knows what you need to know.
That's right.
Maybe you don't know. I don't know. That's a philosophy major thing.
There you go.
Sometimes I roll my eyes out loud.
As I get older, I don't need anger management. I need people to stop ticking me off.
Oh, isn't that true sometimes? My people skills are just fine. It's my tolerance of idiots that needs work.
Oh, as I get older, the biggest lie I tell myself is I don't need to write that down. I'll remember it.
Yeah, no, write it down or put a note in your phone somehow now.
Yeah.
When I was a child, I thought nap time was a punishment. Now it's like a mini vacation.
As I get older, the day the world runs out of wine is just too terrible to think about.
The apocalypse has struck. Okay. Even duct tape can't fix stupid, but it can muffle the sound.
As I get older, wouldn't it be great if we could put ourselves in the dryer for 10 minutes, come out wrinkle-free, and three sizes smaller?
Doesn't seem to work that way. Even in a sauna, it doesn't. So if God wanted me to touch my toes, he would have put them at my knees.
And to wrap it up on this, as I get older, at my age, getting lucky means walking into a room and remembering what I came in there for.
You thought I was done for those things about taking life too seriously, didn't you? I have just a few more to share with you, and then that will be the end of them. I will have imparted upon you, our listeners out there, 30 great ways to not take yourself too seriously. Get a new car for your spouse. It'll be a great trade.
Oh.
Always try to be modest and be proud of it.
Little balancing act.
How many of you believe in telekinesis? Raise my hand. Love may be blind, but marriage is a real eye-opener. If at first you don't succeed, then skydiving is not for you. Just a few things to not take yourself or life too seriously, all right?
Hey, how about some quotes? These are some real quotes, actually. Although the first one is unknown, we can complain because rose bushes have thorns or rejoice because thorn bushes have roses.
Oh, that's a good way to look at it. Half empty, half full type
that's
thing.
That's right. This is by Ford. If I asked the people what they wanted, they would have said faster horses.
Ah, yeah.
So instead of asking people, he just came up with his own idea.
Just did the automobile.
Yep. There is nothing noble in being superior to your fellow man. True nobility is being superior to your former self. By Hemingway.
All right.
If you look for the light, you can often find it. But if you look for the dark, that is all you will ever see.
Ooh, yeah.
And I believe that's by Ben Franklin, as is this. Some people die at 25 and aren't buried until they're 75.
Oh, that's kind of true as well. We better save some of those for another day.
That sounds great.
Thanks for listening to great radio stations like Baker, Montana's 960 KFLN AM. Stay listening out there, folks, and have a great week. Mike and Kim from The Good Stuff.